Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. This is a very special day in our ongoing series with Andrew Sortini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals and Mel Kay Gold. Andrew, big day. Let's get into it. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Well, thanks for having me. And sure, today is one of the biggest days ever. Gold's up like $35 an ounce. We've wow. It's currently sitting at roughly $2,071 an ounce. The all-time high is $4 higher than that. And it's inevitable that we're going to break through it this time. The only question is how far will it go?
Yeah, it's amazing. I've seen this morning I had, because I have alerts about gold on my phone, and I kept getting them this morning, one after another, and I was saying, what is going on? And then I said, let's get Andrew on. So let's talk a little bit about what is happening. So what is going on with supply and demand? What are you seeing? You said that your phone's been ringing off the hook. What are people saying when they're talking to you?
Well, surprisingly enough, the gold is actually available right now, whereas November and December, there was actually silver shortages and gold shortages. So gold is actually available now, and people should reach out if they've been on the fence about it. But the thing is we've been hearing about these, about the world banks, like especially like China and Russia accumulating all this gold. I mean, specifically China, who's gotten like 30% of their gold from America. And it's had no effect on the gold price at all this whole time. And that's likely the biggest thing pushing it. Also, if we're moving to a gold-backed central bank digital currency, this could make gold go to 3,000 to 5,000 an ounce. It could happen.
Yeah, and you know, today it was also announced that online that Powell is talking about the interest rates, and that is also having an effect on gold as well, but also a bad effect on the dollar, which is, I guess, a big part of this happening too. So how are interest rates affecting the price of gold?
Well, usually when the interest rates go higher, that will make gold go up. But in this case, they've lowered interest rates like 4 weeks in a row, and it's still had the opposite effect of what it normally does. People aren't buying into the fact that they're lowering interest rates at this point. They think that it's inevitable that they will go much higher. So it's kind of like stocks. If there's a stock that's going to have big earnings, a lot of the time, the big movement upward or downward has already happened before the news actually gets here. And it's kind of that old saying of buy the rumor, sell the news. So on this, the gold is long overdue in skyrocketing. This is if the central banks really are buying as much gold as what we hear, that should create a demand that would push gold past 3,000 an ounce.
Wow. And now and I'm hearing also a lot about silver, which you don't hear about that much. I was just covering the COP28 conference, and I saw that there was a panel on why silver matters to the green banks. You know, they have all this new green banks and these multilateral climate change banks. And so I guess silver is now on the rise as well. What's the story with silver? Because a lot of people don't understand it. We don't talk about it enough. And I think people look at the big numbers in gold, and then they don't really pay attention to the moves in silver.
Yeah, that's we receive a lot of calls with people asking about exactly that. They say, well, Andrew, you, on the different interviews, you're always talking about how good gold is and gold this and gold that. But when I call you guys are offering silver more than anything else. And what's good for gold is great for silver. Silver could double or triple in price easier than gold can. If gold were to double, silver would probably go up 4 or 5 times where it's at now in that same time frame. So silver has a much greater opportunity as far as speculation and the potential to earn a profit on owning it, which people should remember that that's only our secondary goal here. What we're trying to do by investing into gold and silver is preserve our capital. And again, if we continually as a country keep printing these dollars, if the central banks keep liquidating the bonds that they have where they invested in the dollar, those dollars are going to come back to America, and they're going to come back worthless. It's going to create hyperinflation, and it'll make this last bout with inflation nothing, and it'll probably make gold go even higher.
Right. Now, I did want to talk about the one thing that you and I, and of course all the people that we have in common, we called out very early the central bank digital currency executive order 14067. We were calling it out, telling people like this is important. Now we know the EU is already going to it mandatory. I don't think they're going to have a choice, which of course they're going to try to do here as well. But what we also talked about for a very long time is the BRICS nations and how important this is and that they are going towards de-dollarization. We recently learned that Saudi Arabia is doing deals with China, avoiding the US dollar as the central bank digital currency, or I mean, not central bank digital currency, I mean, as the reserve currency of the US dollar. Saudi Arabia now announces that on, I believe, the first of the year, they are joining BRICS along with now 12 other nations are joining BRICS. How does the this play out for America, this BRICS move? And also, I'm starting to see it in the mainstream media. You know, 7-8 months after we talked about the central bank digital currency, we started to see it in the mainstream media. Now, finally, the media can't deny that this is a big deal.
Exactly. It's I was in Canada last week and for the holiday and through the weekend. And when you turn on the news, they talk about that. They talk about de-dollarization is on the news everywhere except for here. And it's happening. The BRICS nations are now richer than all the nations that are not part of BRICS nations, including us, them as a conglomerate. So it's they will win, but it's not necessarily just the end of the dollar. It's the end of all fiat currency. But I think in the shorter term, the dollar has been the world's reserve currency for decades. And I do believe that next year, the dollar will be unseated as the world's reserve currency. And it will likely, the new reserve currency will likely be the yuan. So that's going to be devastating for the dollar, not necessarily for the country. You know, we're going to be fine. It's just they're forcing us to join forces with the idea of being able to transact using a digital currency type system. And it would be great if it was backed by gold. And if it was, then the gold's going to skyrocket almost overnight.
Yeah, and what's interesting about that too is that right now there's an event, and I covered the other day, the COP28. It's the big climate emergency conference. It's really about money and financial and transfer of wealth and all this stuff. It happens to be in Dubai. Dubai also talking about de-dollarization. They have whole panels there about de-dollarization, and yet the American media and certainly the Bidenomics team pretend that that's not real and it doesn't matter. But it obviously does if all these big conferences, one after another, are talking about it in real time. But what is happening is there are many, many states now, 23 states already, 27 are in the works of turning gold and silver into legal tender in the states. Now we know that per America, every state has its own constitution, its own sovereignty and all of that. So what is the story with the states that are now one after another and it's growing? There look like they're protecting their own interests within their own states when it comes to gold and silver.
Yeah, I think that they're preparing for bank runs. I think that if the banking system collapses, I think that they have, that's their contingency plan. And, you know, last month in early, I think it was like the first week of November, there a fifth bank did fail, Citizens Bank. And you didn't really hear much about that at all, because they just buried it, because we are in the middle of an election, and it's completely buried. And then going back to when the weekend when I was in Canada, so I'm there, I turn on the TV, I'm watching a commercial, and it was a commercial that people can Google this. So it was a commercial for the CDIC, which is Canada's version of the FDIC, and it was just two people talking while they're doing something, and one of them says, you know, your bank, your deposits are actually safe in the bank. They're insured up to $100,000. So you shouldn't be afraid to put your money in the bank. But it was an actual commercial for the CDIC. It wasn't like a commercial for a bank where at the end they said, by the way, your deposits are covered. So this is probably a Canadian government sanctioned commercial kind of telling people what they should be worrying about, but by taking the opposite approach. And you'd never see that here. So to me, that was valuable to see, because it further validates everything that we've been talking about for the last 3 years.
Yeah, well, that's scary because I just saw a whole article. Well, I saw two articles this week about the FDIC and that there are a lot of problems with liquidity. And the FDIC, as we know, $250,000 is their cutoff there that they insure your money for. But now we're hearing more and more every few days. I see another financial article. I didn't know about financial fake news until I started talking to you 3 years ago. So you kind of got to shift through it and look through what's going on. But again, there's more and more talk trickling in of bail-ins. And I want people to understand what a bail-in is because it is coming in the mainstream media news, at least the financial news, more and more. And I don't think people understand. They know what happened. I mean, nobody paid for it in 2008 with bailouts. But this is a whole other thing. And this directly affects us, not the bank.
Yeah. Yeah. It's this all happened with the Dodd-Frank Act several years ago, where us as depositors in a bank were relabeled from depositors to creditors. So that what that does is that sets up the banks where if they were in a bankrupt type situation, that you would be lucky if you were able to get pennies on the dollar. And it doesn't sound good to me at all. And banks, big banks are closing bank branches everywhere. And they're not right. Doing it because just because there's a reason for it, and they know what's coming. So a bail-in is when the banks can actually reach and take a portion of your deposits, and it's already there. It's something that will be automatic if it ever happens, and there's nothing that we can do about it.
Yeah, and that's on top of the central bank digital currency and all they're talking about. As I've told everyone too, people were very, very paying attention to the 87,000 agents and the IRS executive order, but that's not really what the danger was to me. I saw all of this stuff about AI, ledger technology having to do with our taxes, which goes along with all the things we've been talking about tokenization, digitalization, taking your money out directly. It appears to me also in the infrastructure bill, there's some ledger technology and blockchain technology all connected to this stuff. If you put together the dots, it looks like a direct digital tax situation where they could take your taxes out of your bank account or through this digital currency model whenever they want immediately. So we are looking at a changing environment when it comes to the taxes as well, which is to me very scary. So can we talk a little bit about taxable and non-taxable gold and a little bit tell people also what kind of gold is the best to buy? I think it's important for people to get these things straight so that they can be active.
I think it's more important now than ever with gold actually reaching a new high. And so if you were drawn to, say, invest in gold eagles or silver eagles or gold bars or silver bars, those are definitely the most beautiful gold and silver that you can find. But those are the reportable type of gold and silver. So literally, if you bought some from us and you had them for a couple of years and you went to sell them and you walked into like a brick and mortar place in your neighborhood, they're going to send you a 1099 the following year. So that would be reported to the government that you sold it to them. They're required to do that because people that run illicit businesses can launder their dirty earnings by investing in gold and silver. They literally buy $1 million worth of gold today, sell $1 million worth of gold tomorrow, and repeat that process every single day. And that's how they could wash the dirty money. So the government's aware of this, and the way that they track them is through tracking the bullion sales. But in the meantime, they're also seeing what all of us individuals are doing when it's being tracked. So the way to get around that is to invest in gold and silver that used to work as currency. So back in 1964 and before, the quarters, dimes, and half dollars that used to circulate in your change, those had silver in them. And now they're worth quite a bit more than what they were worth back then. And same with gold. Gold used to circulate in the 20s and 30s, like the 1920s, 1930s, and before. And those are also non-reportable. And they cost a little bit more than the bullion. So the reportable type of gold and silver is known as bullion. And a lot of the time people are drawn to that, not just because it's more beautiful, but also it's cheaper ounce for ounce. So they think, great, if I can get more ounces for my dollars, then how can that be bad? Well, the way that it's bad is that it's actually being reported. So you can bypass that by buying the semi-collectible stuff and it's better to have anyway. It's probably what people are going to barter with. So if people want to know more about it, they should reach out to us.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Now, there is still out there HR 9157. It is a bill, Gold Standard Restoration Act. And everyone said when Mooney put it in about a year ago, oh, that could never happen. Now I'm hearing more and more about it. I actually just this morning watched a video with Ron Paul talking about it. It all goes along with the idea that China, first of all, we don't even know how much gold China has, but they're still they're piling up gold everywhere in the world. China, Russia, India, they're all talking about it, all the Middle Eastern nations. There's got to be a reason. So what if this happened? If the gold standard ever came back online, I guess that would be, there would have to be a lot of machinations to it. But what is the odds of that ever happening? I didn't think that they until, you know, the last 6 months. I've heard about it now. We're at a crescendo of people actually openly talking about it.
I mean, if it happened again, it would be another thing that could push gold up. They say gold could even hit 20,000-30,000 an ounce if that were to happen. I mean, for me, those figures are way so far out there. I don't want people to call us today and buy gold from us because Andrew came on Mel K and talked about $20,000 and $30,000 an ounce gold. But that could happen. And it's, you know, with Henry Kissinger passing away a couple of days ago, a lot of articles have come up about his career. And in 1971, he and Nixon took us off of the gold standard. And I just sent you guys this article that that China on that week in August of 1971 actually saw it coming. They put out an article that says these unpopular measures reflect the seriousness of the U.S. economic crisis and the decay and decline of the entire capitalist system. So this was supposed to be a temporary move going off of the gold standard. And then here we are like 52 years later, we're still doing it, but the end is near. We're gonna have to be backed by something real at some point here.
Yeah, and we're all shifting as per, you know, I did a show yesterday on Kissinger, and a lot of people, you know, you can say what you want, but we went off the gold standard because of him. And he was meeting with Mao. He was all in enamored with China. He had a lot to do with China entering the World Trade Organization and the UN and all of that. And now, you know, under O'Biden, now China seems to be positioning itself. You know, we just saw Xi be treated like a king in San Francisco when our own people are. And they are certainly all over the world, these multinational corporations, the globalist billionaire oligarchy, as I call them, they seem to be much more keen on Xi running everything than we are. And that goes along with the central bank digital currency, the track and trace surveillance, the no freedom. And then you put in all the digital ID stuff with, you know, where it's social credit score, ESG scores. And then Obama's up there talking about inclusive capitalism last week, which really comes from Rothschild and the Vatican. Inclusive capitalism is socialism for all. And what people aren't understanding is as these people talk about, you know, inclusive capitalism and their SDG goals and all of this, what they're talking about is lowering everyone's standard, transferring all this money to them to take care of the climate and all the sustainable development goals, while all of our lives and our you know, our way of life, our lifestyles are diminished to equal what? To equal some kind of serfdom. So we have to really be proactive right now. And I don't know what people are doing out there, but I do know what I'm doing. And that is, I've bought a lot of those gold coins from you, and I think that they're a great thing. But another thing that we're doing, and this is why I really love working with you, and I think you give a great option. So let's talk a little bit about when you buy from Andrew, he has a depository that he works with in Delaware. And that depository, you can have an account there and have your gold there. And whether you want to buy it and maybe you want to sell it back at some time, you need some money or you want to leave it there, it's really a great opportunity. So can you just talk a little bit about if people don't want the gold physically shipped to them in person, this is a great option for them. It also gives a kind of decentralized banking scenario, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. It's actually a great option. And after I tell you a little bit more about it, I'll give you an example of how we helped somebody this week. So we work with a depository that's fully insured against anything, theft, acts of God, anything that you can think of, you name it. And the application to get an account open there is just a one-page application. You have the option to set it up as a joint ownership account where if something were to happen to you, your joint owners could receive the proceeds of what's in there as rights of survivorship. So right. It happens all the time where people will say, okay, mom passed away and here's a copy of her death certificate. Please forward it over to the depository and let them know to set it up in my name. And by the way, I would like to put this person as my beneficiary. And right. It happens all the time. The fees are minimal and it doesn't matter how much you have there. We have some people that have millions of dollars worth of product there. So right. So one client, she did $1 million sale exactly a couple of years ago. She's single, she's a senior, and she lives by herself. So it didn't make sense for her to have $1 million worth of gold and silver at her home when most of it was silver anyway. So she sold us just this week 40 of the buckets of silver that you have. So okay. Those buckets weigh 26 and a half pounds each. So she sold us 40 of them. So imagine if a senior woman that lives alone had to box up 40 of those 26 pound bags of silver and ship them to us. It's not going to happen. So
right.
What she did was she sold those to us along with like $650,000 worth of gold and silver that was in her depository account. And all we had to do was just have her sign a single piece of paper transferring it to us. 2 days later, mm-hmm. It's in our account. And then the mm-hmm. day after that, we wired her the money. And it was that simple. But this is real gold and silver, not paper assets. And it's convenient.
Right, exactly.
People love it.
Yeah, that's so important. And I know that I've had multiple people that have put away. And again, we aren't talking about, even though gold is going up, as we speak right now, I think it's a few dollars short of its all-time high. But I have to say, what we are looking at here is, I believe 2024 is going to be a wild ride. This is when gold is important to really protect what you already have. We are looking at protecting what you've earned, your hard-earned money, what you have in the bank, all of that, because what is coming up is unpredictable. Nobody can predict what's going to happen in the upcoming year. We got globalist forces from inside and outside, the controlled demolition of America. I believe we're in a color revolution. We got all kinds of financial things, and we might, we have these and never-ending wars, all this money still going to Ukraine when it's over, basically. They're talking about $600 billion to rebuild Ukraine. They're in COP28 talking about a 15% world global climate tax. I mean, these people are out of control, and we really have to take control of what we have. And I have friends that are putting their kids' college funds now. They're taking out a depository account, having their college funds transferred into gold to sit there. I have a friend that's planning a wedding for her daughter. She just transferred all that money that she's been saving for her daughter's wedding into the depository and bought gold just to have it sit there so that it's there when they need it upcoming. And like you said, people are doing things with their wills and their 401ks, IRAs, all of that. It really is hitting a crescendo right now just because our country is so chaotic. And the hardest part too is that the Bidenomics team, they go on TV and they lie and people know it. I don't care what side you're on, left, right, Republican, Democrat, it's all a wash right now. The truth is people are paying more, they're making less, the numbers don't add up, they're out there telling us everything's fine, and most people know that they're lying. So talk a little bit about the 401k IRA, because we've been telling people about this for years. And again, we're not talking about making a profit, we're talking about protecting what you have. If the profit comes, great, but that's not, right now the goal is, we don't know what's coming up, you got to prep on all fronts. And this is a great opportunity to do that. And we don't have some of the hard assets we used to have. So 401k, IRA, what's the process if I have one?
So so if you have a 401k from a place that you used to work at, but no longer work at, that can be rolled over into a precious metals IRA without it being a taxable event. It's never a taxable event to do that. Same with an IRA. If you have an IRA, it doesn't matter where it is, Schwab, Fidelity, Vanguard, you can roll those over into a precious metals IRA. And we're getting those done in, I just tell people like 7 to 10 days, but a lot of them are less than a week. We have right. a feature set up where we actually put you in touch with a scheduled appointment with the company that we use that is our IRA custodian. We call it the premium onboarding. And they collect all of your information and get your account open right there on the phone. Then it's just a matter of funding that account. And that takes a little bit of cooperation from your current institution of where you have your IRA or 401k held. But but the professionals are handling it. So we set all that up for you, and I think we're getting them done as fast as anybody out there. So it's, you should reach out. So 2024 is going to be a wild year. It always is when it's election year. There's a lot of uncertainty.
Yeah.
Like Mel just said, forget about trying to make money right now. Just preserve what you have. Let's see who's going to be the president, and we'll figure it out from there.
Yeah, and we have to be really cognizant. I know my audience knows, but not everyone out there understands that we are having a globalist situation go on where there's inside and outside, but the Biden regime has fully signed on to Agenda 2030, the 17 Sustainable Development Goals. If you go look at them, folks, you're going to see it, and you're going to say, well, who's paying for all this? And what bank? And we're talking about centralized banking. So when we're talking about the central bank digital currency, it's not American. It's going to be the World Bank and the IMF, and they're creating multilateral banks, and it's all these billionaire oligarchs that are pulling the levers. And we, the people, have to be very, very proactive right now. And I'm not fear-mongering. I'm talking about for myself, too. But I do want to say the reason that I partnered with Andrew, we've been friends for a long time, but the reason that we're partnered together is because Andrew went out when we started doing this, and he hired specialists in all different areas. And then him and I worked together on the MelKShow.com partners page. You go down, and our first thing is Beverly Hills Precious Metals or MelK Gold. He created a form that whatever you're doing, see, a lot of people feel like, well, I don't know anything about gold. I feel stupid, like I did in the beginning. I was like, Andrew, I know nothing. He's educated me a lot. But so he put different categories. He hired people that do different things, small amounts, $1 million transactions, IRAs, 401ks, information. So let's talk a little bit about the form on the website, how it expedites things, how easy it is. And then Andrew and his team will get back to you, and things go really fast. It took a long time, but he built this infrastructure. So let's talk a little bit about doing business with you and how easy it is.
Oh, yeah. So you either go on the MelK Gold website or on our website at bh-pm.
Right.
And fill out all of the information there. Put in your first name, last name, phone number, email address. But what's most important is the notes section, because that's how I'm able to get you to the person here that can help you the most. So if you have a retirement account and you want to find out if it qualifies to be a retirement account that could become a precious metals IRA, then let us know that. If you feel that you know nothing about gold and silver, that's okay. Reach out to us and let us know that, and I'll get you to someone that can make sure that all your questions are answered, and that you're not being rushed, and that you could be comfortable with the answers. If you're interested in some of the coins that we make, like say the General Flynn silver coin, let us know, because we have two people that only handle those purchases.
Wow.
And
nice.
Just anything that you have at all. So it's it really is important to put the most information in there so that I can get you to the right part of our company.
Yeah, and I want people to know this isn't a call center. I used to live right down the street from where Andrew's office is. It's a real office with real people that will really talk to you. What we are dealing with now in a lot of our lives is this automated thing where either it's AI or it's a call center of people reading a script and prompts, and it's all of that. These are real people that will talk to you. I know them. And they're very friendly, and there's nothing to be – you can ask any question. They're so nice, and we're just trying to help you. I believe – we are in for quite a year. I do also believe that on the other side of this battle, when we do ultimately win and good defeats evil, and these greedy globalist anti post-American people are exposed for what and who they are, lives will get a lot better. But between now and then, like I say all the time, I used to think preppers were nuts, and now I think they're brilliant geniuses. So this is part of prepping for whatever's coming up. And another thing I do want to tell people, like you're saying, Andrew, a lot of branches are closing. You can't even get a person. They're also turning down cash deposits at a lot of banks, I'm seeing as well. So all the banks are transitioning. I want people to also know that they are doing a pilot program all around the country. I'm not sure. I've only gotten one email from somebody that was contacted. I believe it was from Wells Fargo, with them saying that they were doing a pilot program through the government for the central bank digital currency. Did they want to jump on? They would put a $100 or $200 in the account to be part of this program. That program is putting you on a ledger technology that the government is watching every single dollar you spend on every level. We believe that that goes along eventually with a social credit score. These are programmable tokens. So it's really important to think in terms of that. Can this stuff be undone? Yeah, ahead it can. And there's a lot of things in play with the, we talked about the states, we talked about the bill for the currency, we talked about BRICS. And honestly, I believe that if Trump wins again, he's going to negotiate with the rest of the world so that America isn't left out. That's not the end game. The people that we have in there now are not on the side of the American people. They are not for us. They are post-America. They are all in for the globalist, multinational, public-private partnership. That's who's captured this nation. So we have to be proactive. But Andrew, what people are telling me as well is that they are going to the banks trying to take out money, large sums, or transfer money to you or transfer money somewhere. And it's one after another, glitches, problems. They're convincing them not to invest in gold. It's not safe, which is a lie. So what's happening on the bank side? They seem to be panicking. And I want people to understand, don't just take no for an answer or some kind of excuse. The banks don't work for you. The banks work for the banks, and the banks are panicking. I didn't even know Citizens Bank failed. So, you know, they're not even telling us right now, and they're so expecting more. So talk a little bit about what you've had the experiences with the banks, because that's a big deal.
Oh, it's we've had so many people go to the banks lately that have gone to, with an invoice of ours and bank wire instructions to send funds to us for the purchase of gold and silver. And the biggest trick that the bank's doing right now is they're saying, okay, great. So what I want you to do now is before I send this wire, I want you to call the people that you're wiring the funds to and then verify the bank wire instructions, which many of us that have bought property before, you know that that's usually what you'll do. You'll call the escrow company and you'll verify the information to make sure that you didn't get some scam email, and then you end up sending the wire. Well, what the bank knows is that there's about a 50-50 chance that you're going to be able to get the rep that you spoke with on the phone after just one call. After all, we are on a lot of calls all day long. So if someone calls me right now, I can't answer because we're on this interview. So if they're at the bank trying to do a bank wire and I can't answer, then what happens is the bank will start to create some doubt in your minds that this is not something that's good. And they're being instructed to do this from the very top. Because I'll tell you, on Thanksgiving, I received many texts from people that work at Wells Fargo and at Chase that know me and know what we do for business. And they know the banks are almost cooked. They know it's they're trying to stay very friendly with me so they can come and work here. I've had so many of them ask, and it's like, yeah, they know that the banking industry really is in a whole lot of trouble. And we talk about this every time, but the branches are closing, and different branches that I go to are remodeling, but in the remodel, they're actually making the business portion of their property much smaller. And they're planning for something, and it's got to be us not having to go into the bank unless we're going to invest in some sort of new banking product. But otherwise, we'll be doing our transactions from our phones, which is likely going to be a digital currency, a CBDC.
Yeah, it's very scary right now. But listen, it's they've never been on our side. I firmly believe that 2008 was the beginning of where we are now. The centralization, all of these. There's a lot of different things in the courts right now that I see as very positive. Many of them about these agencies. People are questioning the SEC if it's even constitutional. If these different agencies can fine people, all of this is unconstitutional, is the truth. But whatever the case may be, I think on the other side of this will be good. But between now and then, you want to preserve what you have. You want to make sure your hard-earned money's there. You want to make sure if you're putting money away for your kids, or you're putting money away for a wedding, or you have an heir that you have money in an account. Great time to look into the depository. Just reach out to Andrew. Say whatever it is. Just protect what you have. If you end up making money now, I think the gold price is continuing to rise today. So you know, don't let that be something that sways you either way. Like Andrew said, we gotta just pay attention to what we do have, to protecting what we do have, and whatever comes of that. So Andrew, I just wanted to say thank you so much for being a partner of the show. When you do buy through Andrew, Andrew is my biggest supporter, a period. Rob and I could not do the show without Andrew and Beverly Hills Precious Metals. We are a small operation here, and Andrew has been a lifesaver and certainly a really good friend to us. So a great place to go, great place to start. His people are the best. And also, Andrew and I are both going to be in Tulare, California. I haven't been back to California in a long time, Andrew, and I'm very excited to see you there. It's about 2.5 hours from LA. It's 45 minutes from Fresno, 45 minutes from Bakersfield. California, you know, you're where are the red people? Where's our crew? Well, we're going to be in Tulare, California on the 14th and 15th of December. Andrew's team comes, I come, we all talk to you. We're both very friendly. So please go to themelkshow.com website and look at events and come join us in Tulare, California. And Andrew, any last words for the people out there? This is a crazy time. I know you're super busy. Thank you for jumping on and taking the time today. We didn't really have this planned. But this morning when I saw gold going to possibly an all-time high, I asked you to come on because I want my audience to be on the front end. And also, you told me before that only 2% of really Americans get the need for gold and silver. And right now, I ask you to share with your friends and family that might not understand and might have seen all these years of gold commercials and thinking, why is anyone doing that? What can you do with gold? Well, now you can explain it to them that it's not really about, you know, what it used to be about. It's really about security, safety, and your family's future. Go ahead, Andrew.
Oh, yeah. So everything is going to turn out fine for us, but we're going to go through some dark days before we get there. And for that, I want insurance. For me, having peace of mind is going to sleep knowing that I have real assets. Real assets are real estate, gold and silver, things that you can own that you can actually touch in your hands. And I think that if there's a big collapse of the financial markets, it doesn't matter. I still have my gold and silver. And if you think, well, I'm not sure that I could really afford to get that much gold and silver. What if I buy too much and I end up in a jam and I need money? Well, we also buy back. So if you end up overcommitting and you need to sell some back, you can always call us and we'll buy it back from you. So everything will be fine, but you have to take steps and insure yourself. You insure your portfolio the same way you insure your car, your health, and your life. So just reach out to us and we'll explain to you how it works.
Yeah, and that's a great point. A lot of people that are selling homes or property or whatever, they're transferring their money from those sales into gold to sit there. That's why the depository, Andrew's depository that we use and all of the people that we work with use, it is a gift. It is a really good way to really stay outside, decentralized, keep control of your money. And again, Andrew, we always talk about it. You travel internationally a lot. You've been in this business for 30 years since you were basically a kid. The truth is that gold and silver is tender everywhere in the world. There's nowhere in the world. It's not going to change. So whatever happens to the US dollar or the currency anywhere in the world, gold and silver still reigns. It is God's money. It is forever. And protect yourself, protect your family. Thank you, Andrew Sorcini. Go to the MelKShow.com partners page. Go to Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Go to MelK Gold. Tell them I sent you. And thank you so much, Andrew. You know how I feel about you and your wife and your family. And I'm so grateful for everything you've done. And thank you for being so nice to my audience, because I get a lot of great emails about people that were scared. They didn't know what to do after they got off the phone with you. Peace of mind returned. And I know that they return a lot because you have many people that come through me that come back again and again and send their family members. And everyone out there, please do share with your family what's going on with BRICS, what the central bank digital currency really is, and all the de-dollarization stuff. Let's make sure everyone knows. It's not a left or right, Republican, Democrat. It doesn't matter. What we need to do is to make sure our family, friends, and our country is safe. No matter what, weather the storm. And again, Mel K Gold, MelKShow.com partners, or go directly to Andrew. Thank you so much, sir. I will see you next week in California, in your old stomping grounds, my old stomping grounds, your current. And I really appreciate you. Thank you.
Well, see you soon. And thank you. I'll be back soon.